The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews murmured about Jesus because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." And they said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Do we not know his father and mother? Then how can he say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Stop murmuring among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is sent from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the desert, but he died. This is the bread that comes from down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I give is my flesh for the life of the world." Gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to God, our Father, for Sister Mary Angie Rona Alvarez, who is resolved to renew her offering to God in the congregation of the disciples of the Divine Master. Lord, in your love, you have called this daughter of yours to be a disciple of Christ, your Son, the sole master, way, truth, and life. Mercifully grant that she may persevere to the end along the way of your love, in which she has set out with such joy. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
I offer myself openly to God. In your hands, firmly a gem of the Torino, the lead of the Superior General. Before you, sisters and brothers, I, Sister Mary Angelona Alvarez, in full liberty, made my vows of chastity, poverty, and obedience for one year, according to the rule of life of the disciples of the Divine Master. In communion with my sisters, I commit myself to live with the Church, the guardian of Father James Alvarez, at the service of the Eucharist, the priesthood, and the liturgy, for the coming of the kingdom of God in the world. I entrust myself to the intercession of Mary, Queen of Apostles, of St. Paul the Apostle, and to the prayer of my sisters. May God bring fulfillment the word we have begun.
Sister, you persevere faithfully. I promise you in the name of our Lord that you will receive the hundredfold reward and possess life everlasting. Moses took 40 years to lead the Israel people out from Egypt to the promised land. And today, the prophet Elijah took the bread of life, given by the angel. He walked 40 days and nights to the holy place. And Jesus, before he started his mission, he took 40 days of retreat in the desert. 40 is a very interesting number, huh? And coincidentally, today I celebrate my 40th anniversary. So I'm not asking for... This 40 is something mystery, a mystery. Anyhow, all center in the bread of life. Because Moses fed the people, God, with manna. Although the name, original name, it means, what's it? That's true. Grace is what's it? That's life given by God. We share his life. So bread of life we share. And Sister Angie, her charism, the congregation, to serve the church through for the priests, for the liturgy, for the apostates in the church. The main life comes from Jesus, comes from the Blessed Sacrament. I know that rule that every day they have to stay before the exposed Blessed Sacrament for 1 hour or 3 hours? 1.5, okay. It's very important. I tell you one secret. I think I've said something before. When I was sent to Canada, before that time, that means 10 years ago, that means last 30 years, I didn't stay much time before the Blessed Sacrament. I thank God, the Lord, he sent me. Because I have a new name. When I was ordained priest, I was given Paul. So coincidentally, you are a Paulinian family. So I joined the Paulinian family. I was given the name by Chiara Lubick. I was Peter. So she gave me a new name for my ordination, Paul. After 30 years, I was sent to Canada to serve the Chinese people over there. According to me, the best gifts that over there, I met a very chosen person by the Lord. Her name is Lady Barnes. She's young, as young as you are, maybe today 40 years old, but I met her 10 years ago. She got a gift of stigmata. But the year 2002, when I was there, just 1 year after, I went to see her every month. Because by that year, every first Friday, she got a stigmata. From noontime to 3 o'clock, blood come from hands and feet. Once, she told me, Jesus gave me a message for me. Because Jesus knows that I want to serve him, but only humanly effort. I didn't spend much time for the adoration. So Jesus, through this holy person, Lillian, Jesus asked me, you stay with me before the Blessed Sacrament 1 hour per day. I will look after your parish. That was 8 years ago. And Jesus kept her promise. Well, his promise. I didn't spend much effort. I find the parish is really one family. It's Jesus one who look after them, not me. I try my best to do something, regulate something, but never doubt. Jesus, the one who works behind the scene. So, Jesus says, I'm the bread of life for you too. He's bread of life for each one of us. We thank the Lord that he stays with us through the Blessed Sacrament. I thank the Lord that we have a very good place. Here we have a special chapel. And we have 48 hours adoration. I know some of you stay overnight in the chapel. That's beautiful. Jesus loves it. Jesus expects each one of us come to him. So we thank the Lord that we have this opportunity. We are not so far from the church, walking distance for some, of course, not for many. Jesus is the one who supports us, stays with us. This is my personal experience. For 40 years, I just have to tell you, the last 30 years, I shouldn't say wasted, no sentences, until the day I started the adoration. He gave me back the strength, the lights, the joy. Today, I'm celebrating my 40th anniversary, but I have nothing to praise for myself. Without him, read what St. Paul says, we're nothing. So God is choosing each one of us to share with him his life, to spread the gospel through our own life. Not what you speak or you talk, but what you are living. Jesus invited each one of us be the bread of life for others. Being taken into their life, become part of their life. Jesus himself, eaten by us, he become us. Or in other words, we become him, another him. So we are the bread of life. So let the people stay with us, share this life, the life of Jesus, nothing else. It's a mystery of the Blessed Trinity. Jesus there, surely God the Father is there, Holy Spirit is there. So whenever we stay with Jesus, we stay with God the Father. We stay with the Holy Spirit. Just keep him as what Sister Faustina is teaching us. Let us be the moving tabernacle. Each time we receive the Holy Eucharist, keep this, keep him in you as a living tabernacle. Go wherever you go, stay with him. Pray with him. Share life with him in painful periods, in joyful periods. All the same. It's the same Jesus. We are encountering Jesus all the same. When we celebrate, it's him. When we mourn, it's him. So we're so one with him. Already he is one with us. Now is the time that we say yes to him, that we want to be one with him. Please stand. We believe in one God, the Father Almighty.